shares a new survey from DCare Dental, a dental HMO.
We send a survey to more than 10,000 parents, and the response rate we get is somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 responses.
Danny Felstead is chief financial officer at DCare, which finds that kids aren't brushing off the need to brush.
86% of the kids brush in the morning, and 94% brush at night.
Mm-hmm. 98% find diabolical ways to play with floss, often involving a pet. Well, I can't prove that, but I'll bet it's true. As for seeing the dentist,
the ADA recommends that kids start seeing a dentist by their first birthday. The average household probably doesn't go in that early, but that's what the ADA recommends.
Over half of parents surveyed don't take their kids to a dentist till the age of 3 or older. And as for those baby teeth,
they start to lose their baby teeth around age 5 or 6, and then over the next 7 years, the remaining baby teeth will loosen and fall out.
And head for a nearby pillow, awaiting a visit from the Tooth Fairy. And friends, if you don't believe we're in a recession, let's get to the root of the issue.
We have discovered that the amount paid per tooth, the average, has dropped over the past year by 10%. The national average from the poll this past year was $1.88 per tooth, down 10% from $2.09 the previous year.
Well, granted, some tooth fairies are still generously filling up piggy banks, while others seem to face a salary cap.
There's quite a disparity by household, but the low was, I think, 5 cents, and the high was about $40 a tooth.
But on average, tooth fairy revenues have really been drilled.
We've had years with single-digit decreases before. The 10-year average trend has been about 4% increase per year, but the 10% decrease is a little bit unusual, and I think reflective of the recessive economy.
Almost as bad as receding gums. Sounds like we need a new TARP bailout, that is, a teeth-augmented revenue proposal. And why not? We already have ample reason to believe that lots of bureaucrats believe in the tooth fairy.